Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/inmidabutthole. And if you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack straight on with today's first story. Now, today's first story does come with an update from a throwaway account who asks, am I the asshole for asking to take the son I gave up on vacation with me? So I, 26 female, was inspired to write this by another post that I saw that seemed similar to my situation. When I was 19, I gave birth to a boy named Alex. He's 7 now. I didn't bond with him at all when he was a baby, and even though I loved him more than anything, my life was ruined and his would be too. I was failing my classes, I couldn't work and I couldn't afford babysitting. I gave Alex up to my mum and stepdad, and they've raised him as their own ever since. My mum and stepdad took on the role of grandparents, and while I wasn't there for Alex as a baby, he knows me as mum, which I'm so thankful that my mum allowed. Thankfully, my parents are tech savvy, so I was able to FaceTime with him every night. My grades went good, I have a degree, a good job, and I'm in a relationship I hope will lead to marriage. My fiancé, and I looked up this pronunciation, so hope is okay, Jacques, 30 male, knows how important Alex is to me, even though he doesn't live with me and isn't being raised by me. My parents still have guardianship over Alex, but he started spending a weekend every month at my place, but we still FaceTime good morning after school and good night every day. Yesterday, Jack surprised me with tickets to go with him to his cabin in Ontario for a week. Jack really likes Alex and wants to get to know him better. Jack is really impressed by how smart Alex is and thinks he could get him into the local private school he teaches at. But I'll admit that Alex doesn't really know him, even if he's told me he thinks he's cool. I know I can't force love, but if Jack didn't respect my son, even if I'm not raising him, I would never be with him. But I also don't feel I can get married unless Alex is okay with it either. So I asked Jack if he could get a third ticket so Alex could come with us, and he agreed right away, even though it had cost more. I called my mum and stepdad and asked if I could take Alex on vacation after Christmas, since he'd be off school for the next 2 weeks. My mum didn't seem that enthusiastic about it. My stepdad pretty angrily told me that he, my mum and Alex already had plans for that week and that they did not want to cancel them, and that he was really upset and hurt by me asking without even thinking they had something going on. He told me to go and sort out my priorities before phoning them back. I talked to a friend of mine after that who I appreciate for being blunt, and she told me that it was an arsehole thing to ask because I didn't focus on Alex enough to even know that he and my parents might have plans. And I felt super terrible about it since, because I don't want to be taking my parents for granted. I told Jack and he told me I wasn't wrong to ask since I wasn't demanding anything and that my friend was wrong for saying that I was an arsehole, but I'm not sure. Now, I'll come straight out and tell you guys that this post was flared as an arsehole one, and I kind of don't see it. I think the parents want, you know, OP in Alex's life, but I can also understand, you know, OP's parents' protectiveness over Alex, because they're the ones that's obviously raised him. And OP didn't sound like they was demanding in this situation. They asked if they could take Alex on a vacation after Christmas since he'd be off school. Yes, it was a little presumptuous in some ways, you know, because of the whole talking about getting the ticket first before the actual call. I think it should have been the other way around, but in reality, it doesn't really matter. And I think OP's just in a real strange place. So I'm going to go with a no one's the asshole here for me. Could be wrong. I've been wrong many times on this channel. You know that. But a piece says, you're the asshole, but only a teeny tiny bit. You should have asked if Alex was available before just making plans on a time that he wasn't scheduled to be with you. It's not a big deal. You're by no means the biggest asshole I've seen here, but you should have asked if he was available from his guardians before you just up and made plans for him. Peace Please says, not the asshole for asking at all. I think your parents may be getting worried that you'll want custody of your son if you settle down with your partner. Midnight Throw says, not sure why this is tagged as arsehole. Doesn't sound like any of you the arseholes in this situation. No one's an arsehole here. There's nothing wrong with you asking as long as you didn't demand and your parents are not the arseholes not wanting to cancel their plans. And Tropical Diver says, everyone sucks here a tiny bit. Huge props to your parents for stepping in. Huge props to you for your recognition of where you were in life then and looking out for Alex. And huge props to you for wanting Alex to be an important part of your life. There are three different realities and you initially focused on only the first one. The first reality is the relationship you were building with Alex. You wanted to further that relationship with him and Jacques in a way that was thoughtful as it relates to the trip, not the new school. Another reality is that of your parents. They stepped in and essentially served as his parents. I think of him as having three parents. They may have already had plans that were too important to them, or that Alex was super excited about, or both. They might also have concerns not really knowing Jacques. And the idea of a brand new school, now we're talking about a very major change for young Alex. Their concern is that you aren't thinking of others when you came up with this plan. That is both fair and unfair. You were thinking about how you and Jacques can best get Alex better and have a great time, but you weren't thinking of the alternative your parents had planned. That would have been a great conversation starter. What do you have planned with Alex? Finally, Alex. The true innocent in all of this, from his perspective, he might have been super excited about the cabin or super disappointed not to spend Christmas with your parents. The idea of a new school might cause great sadness, often, or great excitement, rarely. An alternative would have been to try and figure out something that involves all five of you. Finally, I encourage individual therapy here, truly. Am I the Arsehole is not where you want to go for advice on navigating competing views on interactions with the custodians of your child. ETA, I think everyone has positive intentions here. And now we're going to move on to the update to see what happened. Hey everyone, my fiance learned of my account yesterday and advised me to make an update because I got voted arsehole. After I posted, I was going to go to my parents and apologize in person, but my stepdad came over instead. He took me to the ice cream shop he'd taken me to when I was little to talk. I used some of your pointers in our talk. He apologized for making the comment about my priorities and said he was wrong. He told me how proud he was of how far I've come, how I'm the light of his life and that he'd always stand by me. Oh bloody hell, don't get me started. He told me he and mum were scared I'd try and take custody of Alex since I am finally ready to be a mum. And if that's what I want, then he'll support me. I told him I just want what's best for Alex, but my biggest fear is he'll grow up thinking I didn't love him and I want him involved with me and Jacques because he's the most important thing to me. That I don't feel like I can get married or have more kids unless he's okay with it because he's my baby. We agreed to work something out after Jacques and I came from the cabin. He gave me a big hug and a kiss on the forehead when he dropped me off. That was the last time I saw my stepdad. He had a massive heart attack when we were at the cabin and he passed. I don't like typing that. I moved back in with my mum and Alex because I don't want my mum to be lonely or for Alex to feel abandoned. Since then, I've kind of gotten to really be a mum. I've been making all of Alex's food, dropping him off, picking him up, helping with homework, putting him to sleep, cuddling with him. Everything my stepdad did for me. It's tiring, but it's more rewarding than anything. And I just wish I could see my stepdad again and ask if I'm doing a good job. Thankfully, my work has provided grief counselling and I'm able to take Alex with me. I think it's helped him more than me because when mum put up a photo of when my stepdad first took me fishing, and when I saw it, when I came home, I just broke down crying because I miss him so much. But then Alex came and hugged me and said, "Mummy, you don't need to cry." For my mum, I'm going to keep stepping up and being there for her. And for Alex, I'm going to try and get stronger than I am so I can be the mum he deserves. Thank you guys for giving me help before. I know things are a bit sad now, but I think the future is a bright one. And my stepdad always told me to look forward. Thanks. Oh, God. Bloody hell, that one hit hard. When stepdad took her to the ice cream parlor and they were making bridges and, you know, and said he was a supporter and he was sorry and all that kind of stuff. And then that happened. Bloody hell, I'm so sorry, OP, for what you're going through. But well done for stepping up, going with your mum, supporting your mum with what she's going through, supporting your son as well. It sounds like Alex is in a very loving place and that is just wonderful to read. Before I start again, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to the next one. Oh, God. And our next story comes from a throwaway account who says, am I the asshole for making my stepsister and stepmom look for my lost necklace? Throwaway occurs relatives on Reddit. I, 17 female, have a necklace that was made for me by a friend who does wire wrapping. It's the prettiest thing I own, and my friend moved last year, so it's a memory of her. My dad married his girlfriend last year, and her daughter, 15 female, and I don't get along. She's annoying and whines about everything, and she always wants to borrow my stuff and then loses or breaks it or something. My stepmom just enables that and gives her whatever she wants to shut her up. It's dumb. Anyway, she really likes my necklace, but I won't let her touch it because I know how she is. She wanted to wear it with an outfit for her birthday at her dad's a week ago, and I said no. So she whined to her mum, who told me to let her wear it to keep the peace. I told my dad, and he said I didn't have to let her wear it, so I didn't. On the day of the party, though, I noticed it's gone from my jewelry box, and stepmom admits that she took it and let my stepsister wear it, since it was so important to her. I was so mad. I was going to just tell my dad, but he was away for work for a couple of days, and I decided to wait till he got back. Stepsister said she would give it back the next day, but I saw it in the floor in the bathroom that night and took it back before it could get broken. I decided to teach her a lesson, so I hid it, then asked for it back the next day. She couldn't find it, so her mum and her went through her room, top to bottom, trying to find it, and when they couldn't, stepmom said she would buy me a nicer one to replace it. But I told her she can't replace something my friend made, and she stole something my dad already said I didn't have to share, and this is why I don't like either of them. My dad came home and found out what happened and had a big fight with stepmom about it. They are sleeping in separate rooms. Stepsister is grounded. I'm planning on finding the necklace because the point is made. Most of my friends think it's deserved, but a couple think I should have just told my dad and not made them look for the necklace I already had back. And we're going to start with Ballad of Eva Green, who says, everyone sucks here, lol. You shouldn't have lied. Dad should have stuck up for you sooner. Stepmom is a lazy witch and stepsister is a spoiled brat. Don't get me wrong, I'd have done the same as you. You were justified in your actions and I don't discourage you from continuing the charade. But yes, it was a bit of an arsehole move. You should tell your dad that you found out before the fight, but didn't have the time to tell him. Apologize for not speaking up sooner, but not for the fight. The fight is 100% stepmom's fault. Heck, you can even have full disclosure. Say you didn't expect such a big falling out, but that you were tired of them scheming and stealing behind your back and just want them to see how much it hurt you and what could go wrong. It could be a great bonding experience for you guys. Ask dad to make sure to keep your stuff yours and to help establish healthy, fair boundaries. Mud Bunny says, everyone sucks here except your father. Are you so petty as to cause serious relationship issues between your father and stepmother because of this? What do you think will happen to the relationship between you and your father if, when he finds out what you did? You would have been much, much better off saying, she took it after I said no, and let things go from there. Evocative Enigma says, not the arsehole, your stepmom is an arsehole for allowing her daughter to steal your items. That was a handmade gift from a friend. Your father definitely needs to know how horrible his wife treats you and how she lets her daughter mistreat you as well. If her daughter wanted a necklace so badly, her mum should have gone out and bought her one herself, if it was so important that she had to wear it. Is this petty? Yes. Yes it is. But in my opinion, you are a justified arsehole in this case. Since not only did they steal from you, then your stepsister was so irresponsible with your necklace. ETA at OP. Is there any way you can sneak the necklace out of your house and have the friend who made it or someone else you really trust not to say anything keep it at their house so your steps don't snoop in your room to find the hiding place for it? Larishaville, who says, just a bit of advice for the future. Most of my friends think it's deserved. When you do stuff like this, don't tell anyone. Your friends could tell someone who then tells your family. Then the shit will hit the fan and you will get in trouble. Learn how to keep a secret. And one more from Cut the Strings, who says, not the arsehole, it was taken without your permission and against the wishes of your dad, then was just dumped on the bathroom floor. I'd be inclined to say it maybe went a little too far, but actually, if it could mean the stepmom won't enable her daughter so much in the future, it might work out okay in the long run. Now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What if you was in OP's position? How would you deal with that situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to another story.
Hold up.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Story. And this story is from Development Klutzy 53, who says, "Am I the asshole for telling my wife 1 month postpartum? She needs to pull her weight." Oh, gee whiz. So my wife, 28, and me, 31, male, welcomed our first kiddo into the world a month ago. I make enough to provide for now, so she quit her job during pregnancy to stay at home for an indefinite amount of time. Only got a couple of weeks off after she gave birth, so I do understand I could take care of our little man while she focused on healing and nursing. Now that I am back to work, things are getting more difficult. The house is constantly a mess and nothing ever gets done unless I do it myself. All of this being while I am the sole provider for the household and taking care of my son. These were a lot of the things we agreed she would do since she isn't working. I understand that nursing is hard and her body is still recovering and has been dealing with clogged milk ducts, chapped and bleeding nipples, and has to get up every couple of hours to nurse him. But it's a little unfair of her to expect me to do everything just because she is nursing and recovering. It's even more difficult because outside of taking care of the house and my son most of the time, I'm also taking care of her. She needs me to help out clogs, help clean up things in the bathroom, get her this and that, won't change or shower half of the time unless I tell her to. Even then, she needs help. So anyways, all of this frustration finally came to a head the other night. I was finishing up some work at the office pretty late into the evening. I come home to find my wife sleeping on the couch and hear my son crying upstairs. I run up and get him, and after trying this and that, he wanted to be fed. I take him down to my wife and wake her up, and she's nursing. Just out of curiosity, I checked the baby monitor we have in his room and looked at the footage. He had been crying for almost 2 hours. On the video, my wife originally came in and tried some stuff, including feeding, and he wouldn't settle down. This went on for an hour before she gave up and went downstairs and didn't come back up. This pissed me off, and so I lost my temper a bit and yelled at her and said she needed to take more responsibility. I told her I can't always be the one to do everything and she needs to start pulling her weight, that I'm tired too and I don't get to ignore her or the baby and sleep all day. After this, I just needed some time to cool down, so I went to the bar with a friend and stayed out longer than I was expecting. I came home and find the house immaculately cleaned and both the kiddo and her sleeping. I apologized the next morning, but she just didn't seem right and still doesn't seem right. The house is clean and she looks after my son and is always the one rushing to him now. She never asked for help with anything, even though I know it hurts her. It needed to be said, and I'm relieved, but I do feel bad for her. I don't know if I'm justified here, so am I the arsehole?
Kind of lost for words.
There were some parts that was jumping out to me on this one. I mean, the whole post was like, holy shit, but when he was talking about all the things he does, like she needs help out with the clogs and helps clean out the bathroom, get her this and that, and she won't change or shower half the time unless I tell her to. And even then she needs help. So you're saying that she needs help with showering and changing, yet you're expecting to go around the fucking house and clean everything too. And you say you understand that nursing is hard and her body is still recovering, but you clearly don't. You say she has to get up every couple of hours to nurse him, whilst healing from having pushed a human out of themselves, having sore nipples all the time and all this kind of stuff. She must feel like shit. But hey, you got some time to cool down with a bar with your friends and, you know, stayed out a little longer than you expected, so it's all good, right? But Anakia says, dude, you fucked up good. It's been 1 month since a human being was extracted from your wife's body. Let that just sink in a minute. Now let's get back to your post. You're expecting your wife to have your lives, all your lives completely perfect during this month following human extraction. Let's let that sink in as well. Now, think about how long it takes you to adjust to a new job, or a new home, or even a new car. Think about the time it takes to really feel settled in and have your routines down and know what you're doing and have all the pieces in place. Now think about it considering that one major element, the baby, is changing its routine and its abilities and its needs every single day during this time. Do you still think that your wife should have all of her shit together to take care of you during this time, with no onboarding time, no adjustment, no assistance from you? And now throw in the things like breast cracking and pain. Do you have any fucking idea how much that hurts? You're the asshole in the most serious way. Apologize to your wife, help your family get a clue, grow up and everything else. You are a father now. This is not the life you lived before. Get used to it or get out. Kajime says, you're the arsehole. Here's the part that gets me. My overwhelmed wife was absolutely exhausted while still healing and being used as a human cafeteria. But you know, I took a little time off at the bar and left her to clean. And now I'm happy as she's sinking into deeper depression because she knows she can't turn to her partner for a reprieve. OP, when does your wife get a break? When does she get to go to the bar while you chill with a newborn for a few hours? When does she get continuous, uninterrupted sleep? When does she get any significant time for self-care? You need to realize that 1 month postpartum is not a lot of time. She's still healing while a tiny thing is using her as a cafeteria. In addition to her vagina still healing, her breasts are constantly sore, she's sleep deprived, and she's clearly emotionally spent. And you are upset because you need to help her with a clog to feed your kid. First, ask your wife what you can do to help her. Ask her, what does she need? Does she maybe need a full night of sleep? Can she pump enough so that you can take over for a night? Can she invite her best friend over to watch some movies with her while you order some DoorDash? Can you give her any ability to relax? For real. If you can afford it, it sounds like you could benefit from a postpartum doula. Maybe a once a week housekeeper and your wife needs some support for PPD. Tell her how much you appreciate her and give her some time to care for herself. And remember above all else, you have no idea what she is going through. Aravath says, you're the arsehole, defo. Your wife could be experiencing postpartum depression, and dumping on her isn't going to help. If your wife quit her job to be a stay-at-home mum, that means she's on the clock while you are at work. Expecting her to stay on the clock as a stay-at-home mum when you come from a hard day at the office means you are basically expecting her to be a parent 24/7 with no relief. Household chores still need to be split fairly.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Just because you are the sole breadwinner doesn't absolve you of all the house cleaning, etc. She's your wife, not your maid. And the comments pretty much just continue down that path. Now, what would you advise to OP in this situation? Maybe you have a different point of view on the matter. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today, getting involved in the stories. You know it means the world to me. You're absolutely amazing. Never forget that. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that today.